Okay, anyway. So today we'll take the 21st and 22nd incarnation from the 22 incarnations of third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. So the two are Buddha and Kalki, the last two. So about Buddha, like what it is said is his name was Siddhartha, and his father's name was Sushodhan. And the king, when Siddhartha was small, that time there was a prediction by one Asita Muni, not the Asita Muni from Bhagavad Gita, which is, you know, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad, not that Muni, this is another Muni. That Muni predicted that when this boy, if he sees any misery, then he will renounce. Okay, any misery if he sees, he will renounce. So his father, he made sure that he will not see any misery at all. He was totally kept happy, and he made three palaces for him. One for monsoon season, one for winter season, one for summer season. So that no misery at all. And the whole day there were so many many maid servants serving him the full day. So that, you know, everything was provided for him. So that, and it was ensured that whoever were serving him were also taken care. Means they should not fall sick, or they should not be bereft of money. So that, you know, they are always happy. Why somebody becomes happy, sad if something they don't have, isn't it? So his father made sure that everything was taken care, so that Siddhartha should not see unhappiness at all in his life. Then he got married also. His wife's name was Yashodhara. He got married, and at the age of 29, one day somehow he went out. Although there was so many security, but still he went out with some of his companions, with some of the servants of the kingdom. And he saw an old man, very old man, who was bent and whose teeth were fallen and hair was white. You know, when they are very old, how they look, right? So Siddhartha had never seen something like that. He said, "What is this?" He thought maybe he's from some different planet or something. He said, "Who is this? What is this?" So all the people with him, they told him that this is called old age. So then he said, "What is old age?" He said, "This everyone has to go through. We all have to go through this. This is called old age. We have to, when it comes, nobody is excused. We have to go through that." So this is what he heard. Then he saw another person who was diseased. At different time, this he saw, he went home, the same thing was coming in his mind again and again. Somehow his father came to know that he saw one old man. Then he was afraid, oh, if he sees a misery, then he'll renounce. So his father, he thought, "I'll drown him in happiness." So again for 30 days, you know, full all day, he had arranged so many dancers and so many maid servants, and everything was given to him. Everything means everything. And his father thought that I am drowning him in happiness. But Siddhartha, in his mind, that same picture was going on, that even I have to go through old age. Then after that, what happened? He saw one, the next time he saw a diseased man. He said, "What is this?" Then they said that this is disease. Everybody goes through this. Again he started contemplating. And then after different times he saw different thing. Then one day he went and he saw one man with orange robes.
Orange
clothes. Sannyasi. He said, "Who is this? Why is he wearing orange color clothes? We all have very different color clothes. Why he is wearing orange clothes?" So then the with him whoever were there, they said that he is sannyasi. Then what is it? He has renounced. Then he said, "Will he not go through old age, disease, death?" He also saw one death, one corpse. When one of the days when he went out, he saw one corpse was going. He said, "What is this? Man is dead. Everybody has to die. Whoever comes here, they have to go through old age, disease, death, everything." Then Siddhartha, he was thinking all these things again and again. Then when he saw the sannyasi, he saw the sannyasi will not go through all those things because he is wearing orange clothes. They said, "No, he will go, but because he has renounced so that this all things will be for the last time in this life itself, it will be last. He doesn't have to come again to go through the old age, disease and death. You are understanding what, yes, I'm telling?
Huh? Meaning that after dying,
this will be the last life.
He will go to Godhead.
Huh.
And
yes,
he will not come back.
Yes, he will not come back. He is sannyasi, he has renounced everything. And he's ensuring that in this life, this will be my last with all these things. So then, again and again, Siddhartha was thinking of that. And now he was, at that time he decided, now I will also give up. I'll give up my royal clothes. I'll go to the forest and I'll start meditating. At that time, his wife Yashodhara gave birth to a son. Just imagine. He's thinking now what to do, and here one another, any father becomes very happy, isn't it, when a child is born. It's very challenging. But still, he decided that for the welfare of everyone, I am going. And one of the nights, he got up, he gave up everything, and he went to the forest. And for 6 months, in some places it says 6 months, some places it's a different period of time, he was totally focused on meditation, and he achieved enlightenment. The meaning of Buddha is the one who is awake, or the one, the enlightened one. That is the meaning of Buddha. So then he became Buddha. And after that, on the orders of, it is said, Brahmaji, and this, it is said, he went to preach because he wanted to protect others. So he went outside. That time, at that point of time, all the people, they were involved in animal killing. Everybody was killing animals and they were eating all animals. So, and you know what reason they gave? Because it is there in the Vedas. Actually, since you people know all the ashramas, isn't it? Like Brahmana, Kshatriya, like that. And then gunas, you know? Sattva-guna. You know the Sattva-guna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna?
Yes.
You all know? What is Sattva-guna? Yes. What is Rajaguna? No, Rajaguna, passion. And Tamaguna? Okay. So, they are ones who don't know what it is, mode of Sattva-guna means mode of goodness. In that days, we get up very early and we behave very nicely. That is mode of goodness. Another is mode of passion. That is, yes, spicy food. And we get up late and we don't take bath, like that and all. And we shout at each other, we fight with everyone, we put our brothers, sisters upside down, all these things. That is passion. Yes. And mode of ignorance is, now it is holidays, mother, don't wake me up. I'll sleep at 1 o'clock, I'll see all the TV channels till night, 1 o'clock. And in the morning, I'll get up at 11 o'clock. And then maybe I'll take one McDonald's burger. And then after that, should I take bath? No, maybe I should not take bath. So that is all mode of ignorance. So that is, so this is these three modes. Why I'm telling about these three modes now? So Buddha, he was seeing that all the people, that they were killing animals. Actually what they said, that according to Vedas. But what was said in the Vedas? That those people who are in the tamogun, they can do animal sacrifice to please Kali.
To where?
To please Kali Devi. You know Kali Devi?
Yes.
To her. This is, it's not a general rule for everyone. You are understanding my point? It is only for that particular sect of tamogun people, and they should do it as an offering for the Kali Devi. That's what it is said. But these all people were misusing that. Even Brahmanas, everybody were doing that. So Buddha, what did he did? He told all of them, there are no Vedas. What did Buddha say? There are no Vedas.
No Vedas.
Don't follow Vedas. So then they all, although he was Bhagavan, right? Buddha is one of the incarnations, right? But still he said, why? Because he wanted them to believe him. At least they won't do the slaughtering of animals. To stop animal slaughtering, he said that there is no
Vedas.
He stopped that and he said that this way they will stop animal sacrifice. So this on the order of Krishna, Gautam Buddha, he stopped the people from believing in Vedas. So this is how, this is the incarnation of Buddha. Shri Buddha ki. And about Kalki avatar, much is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada said that in the end of, now Kali Yuga is going on, more many thousands of years have to cross. So by the end of Kali Yuga, all the people will be very short-sighted. Very short-sighted. And they will be extremely, their character will be extremely bad. Very bad. Very bad. And so much big description is given. I am not going to go through all of that in Srimad Bhagavatam. How
this is going to happen.
Yeah, it will be happen by the end of Kali Yuga. We all should not be there for that time. Okay. So, we all should go before that. We should go back to Godhead by serving Prabhupada. Fine. Just serve Prabhupada. You will go back to Godhead. And the best service you can do, chanting. Every day,
at
least whatever standards you are, whichever standard, at least, see, Prabhupada says 16. Of course, 16 may be difficult for you for at this point of time. But you do at least up to your standards. 8 standard, 8 rounds. 6 standard, 6 rounds. Whichever standard you are, every day early morning, now New Year resolution you can take. Right now, the after it's starting. You know, New Year resolution. What is my resolution? Every day morning, I will get up and I will chant my rounds. I'll take bath. I'll offer pranams to Tulasi Devi. I'll offer pranams to my deities, to Srila Prabhupada. Every day we should do this. This is our New Year resolution. Apart from that, whatever you want, you take. But this one you do. Follow Bhagavad Gita. So offer pranams to your parents. And then offer, put 3 spoons water in Tulasi plant and chant your rounds, maybe 1 round early morning before going to school. Other rounds throughout the day also you can chant. But try to chant according to your standard every day. So this is maybe, okay, now let us speak about Kalki. So Kalki, so it is said that the people will become so bad, it's described. So that's why at that time the Lord will come in a horse. Devadatta, white color horse. The name of the horse is Devadatta, and the Lord is called Kalki. He'll come in the village called Sambhala, and in that place Vishnu Yasha will be the name of his father. There Kalki will be born, and he, this Kalki avatar, he gets a sword, and that sword is gifted to him by Lord Shiva. He will take that and he will go, and everybody he is going to
kill.
So this, because nobody will be, there will be no one who will exist with a good character. So yeah, all the bad people will be existing. Yes, nobody will. If saints are there, bad people will not exist. So, yes.
But now when they Sambhala, that village, So they come to know that one horse.
Yeah, it's all mentioned. Bhagavatam is told. The Bhagavatam, Kalki is going to come. He is going to come as the last incarnation, and he is going to annihilate everyone. And why? Because he'll annihilate all the demons, and then again the next Satya Yuga will start. The period of cycle is like this, no? Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, by the end of Kali Yuga, now itself, like we people have so many.
Even after thousands of years.
Even, yeah, not lakhs of years. Lakhs of years. Actually, yeah, actually for us now itself, we are affected by Kali, right? Sometimes we are able to follow all the scriptures. Sometimes we are, you know. Why? Because of the effect of Kali, it's in a Manda Sumanda Mandayo, Manda Bhagya Upadrita. We become lazy. We become in anxiety. So then we forget Krishna, right? So already we have effects. But by the end of Kali Yuga, it's going to be really very bad. At that time, the Lord himself will come and he'll annihilate everything. And then again, Satya Yuga will come. So this is what is told about Kalki Avatar in Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, in one place I just heard, I was just trying to find, he gets married to Padmavati, Lakshmi Devi, her Kalki Avatar. Kalki avatar, he'll come. Padmavati is Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi comes as Padmavati. And it is said that It is said that in one place that whoever will see her with lusty eyes will become female. So her father, Padmavati's father, he arranges for a Swayambara. So what happened? Everybody saw her with lusty eyes, so they all became women. So then she was worried, but then Kalki Avatar, because he's Bhagavan himself, then they both get married. So this is about told about Kalki Avatar. Shri Buddha ki, Shri Kalki Avatar ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So today we complete the 22.